You sound like you know how to slaughter a hog.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me how to do that?
Yes, we used to shoot them first, and then we'd stick them in the heart to let the... You had to stick and get all that blood out, see. Then we'd scald him in a big scalding barrel. Then we'd scrape all the hair off of him. And then we'd split him wide open and take all of his insides out. Mm-hmm. And then cut him up. And then we'd lay him out on just a platform we had for one night or two especially. Put some cheesecloth over him where he could get plenty of air, but would sprinkle salt over him. All right, then after he kind of aired out and cooled off good, we packed him in a box and salted him down real good, and it'd take, I forget just how long, it's several weeks though before he would really be cured. And that was where we cured our meat, so.
Mm-hmm. But did you cut it up in pieces before you put it in the box?
Yes.
Where did you get?
We cut the hams, and then we cut backbone, the ribs, and shoulders, and cut his feet off, and we pickle his feet. We like pickled feet, pork, and we pickle those. But the hams and shoulders, and they call them, the side meat, they call it middling. They call it just slab meat now, I think. But back then they called it middling.
Well, did you ever make anything from the head? Meat from the head?
Yeah, we made, souse. Made souse out of the head.
Did you ever make anything with the blood?
No.
Did you ever make anything from the intestines?
The what?
The intestines? Did you use that?
Chitlins, yes. Oh, yes. Chitlins is what, that's where chitlins come from.
How did you fix chitlins, your mother?
Well, it's the entrails is what it is. You just take them and you cut them open and wash them real good and soak them, and you have to clean them real good, of course, and then they soak them for so long. And then after they're soaked and they're thoroughly clean, you can cook them. And they taste not like oysters, or maybe I like them better than oysters, really, when they're fixed right.
Mm-hmm.
They're real good.
The first person that said they're good. What do you use to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle? What do you have to
funnel.
Pour? What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're driving a buggy?
Well, you try to talk to them first, and if they don't go faster, then put the whip to them.
What do you say to them to make them go faster?
Well, a lot of people just say, get up, and a lot of them say, cluck at them.
What do you just say to them to make them slow down? Stop.
Whoa.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a what? Or anything you buy at the store now, it gets put
sack.
In a... And what's that made of?
Well, it's made out of wood. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I knew that, but what do we usually call it?
Bark? Or what?
You're talking about...
The sacks you're talking about?
Yeah.
What's the sacks? They're called sacks, but it's made out of wood, isn't it?
Oh, but you can get the grocery now? Or what you got?
It's what now?
Well, you can get it the grocery now.
Now? Well, you just have to get some... And they put it in a sack now. Maybe I don't understand exactly what you're talking about.
I was just saying, what are you talking about that it was made of wood?
The sack is actually made from wood.
Uh-huh. But
to begin
form,
with, I thought that's what you asked me, what it was made of.
Yeah, but what form is it now? We don't say it's
paper
a,
sack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're trying to say,
yeah,
paper sack.
Yeah. Do you remember when you got, like, sugar or something in a sack? Did it used to come in sacks?
I don't remember though. They always call it paper bags. What they come in now, cloth bags. I have got it in cloth bags, but most of the time it comes in paper bags.